We'll start the top of Tedvav Amud Aleph, continuing from the brisa that was brought yesterday in the Gemara. The brisa discussed the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rebbe Lozar with regards to what's the status of a nimkar atmo versus a nimkar api basement. Gemara's havamino that the machlokes between them had to do with whether they darshan the Gzeir Shavuot Sachir or not. And Gemara said, no, everybody darshans in the Gzeir Shavuot Sachir. But in each of these instances, the Tanakhama has a reason to be ma'ayit. Some reason to be ma'ayit why it doesn't have application by a Nimkar Atmo versus a Nimkar Baldi Dei Beis Din. So the next thing we're going to start here on Tebav Amnalch, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down, the last word on the line is my time up. So my time at the Tanakhama, the Amar Mokhar Atzmo ain't manikin though. So why is the Tanakhama, if he thinks there is a Gzeir Shava of Sachir, so if he has that, then what's the reason that we don't say he gets Hanukkah? Hanukkah is described in Devarim in Parshat Re'eh, is that when he goes free, that you have to give him a certain amount of monetary support so that he can go and stand on his own, and it can actually successfully reintegrate as a free man into society. So how come he, the person who is sold by Beis Din, gets Hanaka, and the person who is Mokhar Atzmo does not get that Hanaka? So Miyat Rachmano Gabi Machru Beis Din, there's a mute in the pasuk because it says Hanik Tanik Lo. Right, so if you say lo, right, lo, velo de Mokhar Atzmo, right, for him, but not someone who sells himself. Vidoch, right, what about the Rebbe Lozar who argues on him? What is he gonna say? What does he do with the meat? How many baile lo velo liyorshav? For him and not for his inheritors. So my says, Arishava my lo. Why shouldn't his Yorshim get it? Sakhir Karir Machmano, because the Sakhir, he's called a Sakhir. Sakhir is a, you know, a Poel. A Masakhir Pilatol Yorshav, just like a Sakhir, his wages would go to his inheritors. Hi, Pilatol Yorshav, so too this Hanukkah, which belongs, is part of his wages. It's part of his working as a Eved Ivri. Why shouldn't his Yorshim get it? But that's as an aside, the Gra eliminates this from the Girsa. I mean, this little sidebar here in the Girsa, the Gra eliminates it. Ella, so what does he learn? Lo, below the Baal Chuvo. That he's entitled to it, but not his Baal Chuv. Why? Because in general, throughout Shas, we hold like Rabbi Natan. What is Rabbi Natan? Right? Rabbi Natan is basically the transitive property of borrowing. That if you have a creditor who's owed money, right, and he owes money to another creditor, how do we know that creditor A can go to debtor C and collect the money? Right, that you're able to look through, I mean that the debt is see through, and you're able to go to the party who actually owes the money. They have to give it to the one who is entitled or chayat. So in this case, if Reuven owes money to Shimon and Shimon owes money to Levi, Levi can go directly to Reuven and get his money because he is considered a Baal Dvarim. So at the low, la fuket. So the low here comes to fuket that Hanukkah is not subject to the Shibudo de Rabbi Natan. That means that if he owes money somehow, a Baal Chov cannot come here and garnish or take the wages or the Hanukkah is entitled to the Eved Ivri, he can't come and collect that directly. The Idach, so the other, you mean the Tanakhama, what does he do with this? What does he do with this, Rabbi Natan? Rabbi Natan, he doesn't have a problem. Why? He doesn't need a mute to say that it's not like Rabbi Natan over here because we don't hold like Rabbi Natan anywhere else. The only reason you need a miut is you believe we hold like Rabbi Natan somewhere else. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Natan, then you don't need a miut. So now, there's a very, very important Tosfos over here, because now we have the way the Gemara is set up, is that the Tanakhama believes that we hold like Rabbi Natan everywhere else in Shas. Whereas over here, and over here, would be no different than anywhere else in Shas. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar, well, we don't hold like Rabbi Natan anywhere in Shas. Rabbi Elazar, we hold that Rabbi Natan applies everywhere else in Shas, but doesn't apply over here. So if you look in the Tosos, the Idach, right, the Idach Tosos there, it says, Perishtana Kamba Aman Amelos Rilek Rabbi Natan. Mikan, Medakiki, Tain Aloch Rabbi Natan. From here, everyday people are Medakik, but Aloch is not like Rabbi Natan. Why? Tai Rabbi Lezer, Rabbanim Plige, Rabbi Natan. The Machlok is here between Tana Kamba Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Shmutehu. And he holds like Rabbi Natan. And so therefore, the Aloch is going to be like the Rabbanim versus Rabbi Eliezer. Right? And if that's the case, then Rabbi Natan doesn't have support. And then Rabbi Natan is medakdik here. Some other things further on, actually, further on in the Gemara, that we also don't hold like Rabbi Natan. And based on this, the halakha would not be like Rabbi Natan. And Shmuel and Rabbi Natan appears all over Shas, would not be a liba de hilchasa. So now, later on in the Tosos mentions that Rabbi Natan and the Reed say that halakha is like Rabbi Natan. Now what do you do with all these issues that we just raised? So number one, they say that there's a machlokas rav and abaye in Pesachim, and there has to do with Shibud the Rabbi Natan over there, and rav explains his position of whether a chov is gova mikana lahaba or the mafreya. That's the machlokas there, that he has to explain his position based on Rabbi Natan. And we know we pass him like Rava over Abaye, and Rava is the one who sets himself up like Rabbi Natan. So it sounds like Allah is like Rabbi Natan. So what Rabbi Natan does, gives a number of solutions. One solution is to say that when we say that Allah is like the Chachamim against, or like the Tanakam against Rabbi Eliezer, that's only in certain items in this Braisa. Not in all items in this Braisa, but certain items in the Braisa. Like later on in the Gemara, it seems like Allah is like him in a certain aspect of this Braisa. But not in the aspect of Rabbi Natan, Allah is not like him. The other thing Rabbi Natan does, and this we mentioned yesterday, which is that the Girsa, Tosas changes the Girsa in the Gemara before. We said the Machlokas is between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer. That's the Girsa in the Gemara. Tosas, on the other hand, and the source of Shas brought this down, that the possibility is that the Girsa over there is Rabbi Elazar. The Girsa is Rabbi Elazar, then you don't have this problem of it being Rabbi Eliezer and being a Shmutei, we don't pass them like him. They changed the gears over there to be Rabbi Lazar. The last solution that Tosus brings is based on Rabbi Natanel. Rabbi Natanel believes that when it comes to a milveh, comes to loans or borrowing, everybody holds a Rabbi Natan. The machlokis over here is about when it comes to a sachir, do we apply Rabbi Natan or not? So that's it there. So everybody paskins like Rabbi Natan when it comes to milvin. But when it comes to sachir, then you have the machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer or Lazar. In that case, you could paskin like the Tanakama and say that Rabbi Natan doesn't apply by sachir. But that won't affect the fact that we paskin like Rabbi Natan in these issues of milvin in threats. So that's what it says, the Alman sachir. Okay. That's what it means. In other cases of sachir, right, it's not the simplest reading of the Gemara, but that's the number of explanations, but the Tosfos is really dealing with a lot of the Rishonim wanted to be medayik from here that the halacha is not like Rabbi Natan, and Rabbi Natan in the end say no, we want the halacha is like Rabbi Natan, but now we have to figure out how to deal with this piece of Gemara because of that issue. So we had a couple of answers. One is that the halacha changing it to Rabbi Elazar instead of Rabbi Eliezer, saying that the halacha is like for the Tanakam was only in certain parts of that price and not all the parts of the price. And the last thing was Rabbi Natanel's suggestion that the loch of Rabbi Natan applies by milka according to everybody. The machlokas here is about sachir, whether Rabbi Natan applies to sachir or not. Okay, next case of the Brisa. My time at the Tanakam, Tamar Mocher Etzmo, Ein Rabo Moser Lo Shivcha Knanit. The one who sells himself at this labor is his Adon may not offer him a Shivcha Knanit. Where it says, Mi Eit Rachmana Gaber Machlua Bezdin. You have a mute by the case of Mechua Bezdin, in the case of Pasha Mishpatim. It says, Im Adonav Yitain Lo Isha. So again, the word Lo appears here, right? Im Adonav Yitain Lo Isha. So it's Lo, Velo Le Mocher Atzmo. Right? Again, for him, and not for someone who sells himself. So when it says, V'idach Lo, what is he going to do with Lo? Lo is Ba'al Korcho. So Rav Elazar is going to say that even against his will, he can be forced to take a Shivcha Kenanit. It says, well, don't be upset to let him go. Don't be upset to give him a hanukkah because he worked double time for you. What does that mean that he worked double time for you? So here, Abdul Adha, Sakhir ain't Oved El Biyom. Eved Ibri Oved Ben Biyom of Ben Laila. A regular Sakhir only works during the day, and Eved Ibri works day and night. Vichid Ala Adha, Eved Ibri Oved Ben Yom of Ben Laila. Do you really think an Eved Ibri has to work day and night? Balok Ban Ermai, doesn't it say, Dvarim Kito Velo Imach? Right? Imach, Kito Velo Imach. Okay, so it's that he enjoys life with you. That's why he wants to stay on to the Ovel. So what does that mean, Imach? That he gets equivalent conditions as the Baal. The Baal must treat him equally to himself. So whatever the Baal eats, the Adon eats, he eats. Whatever the Adon drinks, that's what he eats. I mean, life is good as an Eved Ivri because he's treated, the standard of living is equal to that of the Baal. Right, so if the Baal sleeps at night, so should the Eved sleep at night. Right, from here we see what? From the Sakhar Sakhir, we learn that his Rabbo's Moserlo is Shivchat Nanit, right? Because he works double time. What's the double time? That at night he gets a Shivcha Knanit. So the other position, Rabbi Lozer, why isn't he learning from there? It says, Imahatam Avimina Hani Milidi Da'ate. That would only be willingly that he could accept it. Meaning, Sakhar Sakhir sounds like, okay, if he wants to, he can take it. But how do we know we can force him to take a Shifra Chananit? That we only know from the word lo in Parshat Mishpatim, Kamash Malan. So now the Gemara says, back to our original question, this was all the sidebar. But the Gemara before says, oh, everything works nicely according to one who learns Sakhir Sakhir, learns the Gezer Sheva of Sakhir Sakhir, because in Parshat Devarim we found the word Sakhir. And in Parshat Bahar, we also have the word Sakhir. So we had a Gzeir Shavu, Sakhir Sakhir, to teach us that Mokhru Bezdin has the same din as Machar et Atzmo. They're the same din. But the Gemara then made a statement, but according to one who doesn't hold of Sakhir Sakhir, right, Ma'ikal Meimar, what are you going to do? And the Gemara answered there, it says Vav Mosi Palin and Rishon. The Bechita Sig, right, is teaches you that we connect between the Parsha above and the Parsha below that supports. But now the Gemara then said, who's the Tana doesn't hold of Sakhir Sakhir? So our first possibility was just this Brisa, the machlokes between the Tana Kam and Rav Elazar. The Gemara rejected that possibility. So now the Gemara is back to that basic question. Who is the Tana who, right, doesn't learn Sakhir Sakhir? So Ma Tana, Talo Yalif Sakhir Sakhir. Hi Tana. Let's suggest it's this Tana. The Tana of a Brisa, Vishav El Mishpachto, that he'll return to his family. Amar Rav Elazar, Bemeha Katuv Midaber. What is the case here? What does it mean, Vishab El Mishpachto? When it comes to the Yovel, he goes back to his family. Who are we talking about here? Ibn Mokhar Atzmo, Harik Var Amur. If it's talking about when he sells himself, that's already written. That's in the Pasuk. We're going to see in a minute. Ibn Nirza, Harik Var Amur. If we're talking about an Eved Ivri who has already had his ear pierced, that's already said. Must be the Pasuk only talking about a case where Beis Din sold them 2 or 3 years before the Yovel. She Yovel Mutziyot, that the Yovel saves him. If we have a Gzer Shavah of Sakhir Sakhir, then we would know already that he goes out in the Ovel, just like Mokhar Atzmo goes out in the Ovel, so too Machulah Beitin goes out in the Ovel. So must be this Tana does not have that Gzer Shavah of Sakhir Sakhir, and therefore he needs a separate limud to teach you that Machulah Beitin goes out in the Ovel. So Lamali, what do I need it for? You need it Sakhir Sakhir. So then I couldn't learn out Sakhir Sakhir. So again, we have here the case. We need to know that Eved Ivri goes out the Yovel. Right? So how do we know that? If he have it by Nirtza, we know that he stays until the Yovel, because it says Vavadol the Olam, right? And that is Olomo Shel Yovel. And also in the Va. Hayalakha Evid Olam, also that it be for Evid Olam, again, Olam Shel Yovel. When it comes to a Mokheret Atzmo, right, and it says there that he will go free, via Tzabashnato Yovel, and that he goes free on the Yovel. So now the only question is a case of Machrua Beis Din. So Machrua is the Beis Din, how do we know? So you would have learned it out. If you have the Gzeir Shavah Shachir Shachir, you'll just learn it out from that Gzeir Shavah. But if you don't have the Gzeir Shavah, you learn it out. This is what this Tana suggests. You learn it out from a Shavah Mishpachto that's found by the Yovel. Shavah Mishpachto means who are we talking about? Everybody else we know already, so it must be him. This Tana does learn out the Gezer Shabbos Sachiyah. When he sells himself in, he didn't do any surah. But it'll be a knash that if he doesn't complete his time, he won't go out in the Yovel. Kamash Malan, that even Machur Beis Din goes out the Yovel. Samamar, I Nirtza Hari Kvar Amur. We say by Nirtza already says that he goes out in the Yovel. My, where does it say? The only thing it says is Le'olam. So it says, Tanya, B'shavtem Ish El Achuzato. It says in the Parashat of Yovel, right, that he goes out, Shavtem Ish El Achuzato, the Ish El Mishpachto. And every person to his Mishpacha. But Makot of Mer there. Ibn Mokhatmo, if he's talking about where he sold himself, right, that we know already, right? Because it says, Ad Shnat Yovel Yovel Dimcha, right? That he works for you until the Shnat HaYovel. So we know openly over there that there's no question about Mokher Atzmo, that he goes free. So even Machua Beis Din Arik Va'amur, if it's Machua Beis Din already says, because we already even marked it out for Shavel Mishpachto, because of Sachir Sachir, right? Where he becomes a nirtza 2 or 3 years before the yovel. So that the yovel lets him go. My mashma. Right. How do you know that that's the case? How do you know that v'ish el achuzato, v'ish el mishpachto refers to a case of nirtza? So Amar Rav Shila Mar Kroi, ish. Ezu devar shenoheg v'ish, v'enoheg v'isha? What's the type of institution that applies only to men and not to women. That is, Abiyomer Zuritzia. That's a nirtza. Nirtza only applies to a man, not to a woman. So, v'itzrich, the mechtav, right? So, as it says, apply to a woman. Therefore, when it says v'isha mishpachto, means he goes back. Now, the Gemara says, v'itzrich, the mechtav, machua beis din, v'itzrich, the mechtav, nirtza. I need to have the case of machua beis din separate from the case of nirtza. Meaning that I need v'shavo mishpachto, v'isha mishpachto. I need both of them to teach me that they go free.
Because
right, we already did one in Yitzrichusa, right? So this is another Yitzrichusa. Again, Yitzrich, Dimifta, Nirtza, Diyash, Minim, Machua, Beis, Dimishum, Tola, Mate, Zimnin. In case where Beis themselves, right, that his time didn't come, so fine. About Nirtza, Dimate, Zimne, that his time already came, and he stayed on.
So he should
have been. Yes, maybe he could catch it. Right, Yoga shouldn't help him.
He wants to say, he should stay also.
Right, or he made a mistake, even as we're going to see in the Gemara later on, that you're not supposed to make yourself an eved to someone else, not to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we cannot hear what he stayed on. He shouldn't have stayed on. So now he stays on. So cannot say one go out of the Yovel. That's the other tzad. Because he already completed the 6 years. About makor beizin to avad leishesh. He didn't fix the vegetarian. Hello, right? Three questions. We need both of them. Now the Gemara says, "V'itzrichu mechta b'shavtem ishal chuzato v'ishal mechshpachto." I need that pasuk. V'itzrich mechta v'olam, which says v'avadol li'olam. I need both of these. Of Rahman of the Olam, Havamina the Olam Mamash. How would call Olam means forever? Right, God of Rahman of Shavtem, Ishal Kuzdov, Ishal Mishpachto, teaches you that's only Adha Yovel. Because Rahman of Shavtem, Havamina, Hanimina Kedulah of a Chesh. That's if he hasn't completed 6 yet. Havahikad of a Chesh, Lo Yusufoch, Amor, Mitzkulato. Right, then his end should not be worth this. Matzkulato Shesh. So what do I would have thought? The nirtza is just an extension, a doubling of what originally was done here. So he goes until the yovel, no matter whatever the amount of time is until the yovel. Right, so now we're at the same problem again, which is, who's the Tana that doesn't learn Sakhir Sakhir? Now the man Tana doesn't learn Sakhir Sakhir, where it says, Rabbi, it's Rabbi, the Tanya, we have a bright V'im lo yigael be'ele. If he is not redeemed with these, right, Rabbi Omer be'ele hu nigal, ve'en yigal v'sheish. Right, that he gets freed with these items, but not others. So that's a pasuk that's found in, again, this is found in Vayikra and Bahar. This is about a person who sells himself to a non-Jew. So when he sells himself to a non-Jew, he has to be redeemed, he has to be taken out by a relative. He's redeemed by himself, by a relative, or by someone else. And it says there, Im lo yigael ve'ele, he's not freed or redeemed by these people, yetzah b'shnat ha'yovel, but he goes out in the yovel. So now, I would have thought, Rebbe says this, ve'ele hu yigael, ve'en yigael b'shesh, right, that he can be, through pidyon, he can be redeemed, but he cannot be redeemed through shesh. 6 years will not do anything for him over here. But lo dinu, it should be a kal v'chomer. Ma mi she'enu nigal ve'ele, what about the one who's not nigal ve'ele, meaning an eved ivri, in general, cannot be, doesn't have a din of pidyon, nigal b'sheish, right, nevertheless, is nigal b'sheish, zesh nigal b'ele, you know, din she nigal b'sheish, certainly, he should be, right, nigal b'sheish. Now, what does it mean, lo nigal b'ele? I mean, an eved ivri can go out, he can be pulled to himself, because we know, very good, so that's the Rashi says over here, that it doesn't say, literally, gulat krovim are not mentioned over here. By an eved ivri, you can't have other parties redeem him, he can only buy himself out. That he's entitled to, because we learned that out from Vehefta, we learned that out yesterday, in Vehefta by Ama Ivriya, but she can redeem herself with Giron Kesef. But that's only true if it's he himself doing it, but if it's a relative doing, then we don't have that din. That's the way Rashi learns it. Tosa has another interesting idea that what the pasuk doesn't say it explicitly, right, as if it's not written. Meaning that when we say im lo yigal, not that maybe he can't be nigal, but the possibility is that he could be nigal, but that's not explicit in the pasuk. Since it's not explicit in the pasuk, nevertheless, we can't, therefore we consider that it's as if it's not written, and that'll be part of the kal v'chomer. He shows other places in Shas, we have such a kal v'chomer. Even though he is able to be nigal himself, or nigal, there is pidyon, but since it's not explicit in the pasuk, like it is by when he sells himself to a non-Jew, then we make a kal v'chomer that is mentioned here. Right? Zesh nigal b'ele, no din shigal b'sheish. Tamalomer b'ele. B'ele hi nigal, b'nei nigal b'sheish. You could have had this kal v'chomer, but because of the word ele, it says the only way to get out of from a non-Jew, from an achri, is to have to be redeemed, and not through sheish. So when it says, v'isak adachah, yohlev sakir sakir, hamay kamar, humayim she'enu nigal b'ele. Right? What do you mean? What do you need the pasuk for? Nail of sakhir sakhir. You could just add a gezer shava of sakhir sakhir. Meaning, what do you mean? You have the sakhir sakhir. What do you need a kal v'chomer come to introduce the possibility that he should get out with seis? Possibly he should get out with seis should be because of sakhir sakhir. So that happens to be, this is a different sakhir sakhir. Because sakhir is also mentioned in the parsha of selling yourself to a non-Jew, which is, v'yakesim yukrom yisparshanim kimei sakhir. So that's Sakhir, which is also found in the Parsha. And then you'll match that up with the Sakhir that is found in the Parsha of Eved Ivri. And just
so therefore, an Eved Ivri should also have the same din as a Eved Ivri that was sold to a non-Jew. Just like by an Eved Ivri that's sold to a non-Jew, he goes free when Nigal Be'ela, when he has Korvim be Podehim. So too over here, an Eved Ivri should go free when others, Krovim, are Podeim. If that's the case, then the Kal v'Chomer falls apart. Because the whole Kal v'Chomer is premised on the fact that there's a difference between an Eved Ivri and an Eved Ivri that's sold to a Jewish owner, and then an Eved Ivri that's sold to a non-Jewish owner, because when he's sold to a Jewish owner, he's not Nigel Beilet. But if you have the Gzeir Shava, then you would apply the same dinim then when he's sold to a non-Jew as to when he is sold to a Jew. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. If he says, Ilif Nilif Sachir Sachir, if he was able to learn out, Yilif Sachir Sachir, Amai Kamar, Uma Mishenu Nigel Beilet. How could you make that statement about the Eved Ivri that's with the Jewish owner? So Nilif Sachir Sachir, learn out from Sachir Sachir. So Amar of Nachman Beitzchak, the Olam. No, truthfully, Yolif Sachir Sachir. We do have that Gezerah Shava. Vishani Hocha. No, the difference is, Damar Kra Yigalenu. Lezev Lo Acher. Because we have a mute by the Pasuk of a Jew that sold to a non-Jew. It says Yigalenu. Right? So he is redeemed, and no one else is redeemed. So if that's the case, then you can't apply, even though you have the Gezerah Shava of Sachir Sachir, right? Then you can't apply it to the case of a Eved Ivri that's sold to a Jew. And if you can't apply it to him, then we're back to the original Kal v'Chomer. And then once you're back to the original Kal v'Chomer, then you need the additional Pasuk of Be'ele to teach you that the Kal v'Chomer does not work over here.
So now the Gemara says, Uman, Tana, the Poliga, laid the Rabbi. Who argues on Rabbi's position over here? So Rabbi Yosef, Lili, Rabbi Akiva. They argue. Why the Tanya? Lo yigael ve'ele. Rabbi Yosef, Lamer ve'ele l'shichrur. With these people, if they redeem him, he goes free. B'sharko adam l'shibud. But if anybody else redeems him, then he gets subjugated. When they buy him out, he goes to work for them. But these, when they redeem him, he goes and works for them. Anybody else, he goes free. So we'll see in a second. What's the reasoning here? My time is Rabbi Yossi Galili. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi Galili? Amar Kra. The pasuk says, Im lo yiga el ba'ele, el ba'acher. If he doesn't get redeemed by these people, but by another person, then he goes out in the Shnata Yovel. And who's mentioned in the Eile? The Eile above are, right, Dodo, Ben Dodo, his relatives, O Mishir Basero, O Siga Yudo, or himself. So his relatives are himself when they redeem them themselves, right? Im Lo Yigael. If he doesn't get redeemed, the Eile Yatsab Shnata Yovel, then he goes out, right, in the Shnata Yovel. But if he, so now Rabbi Yosef says, well, Im lo yigel ve'elet, elo ba'acher, but someone else redeems him, then yatsa b'shnat yovel, then he goes out in shnat yovel. So if someone else redeems him, he goes to work for them. And he works for them until the yovel. That's how Rabbi Yosef answered. If you are married, Im lo yigel, elo ve'elet. But if he's not redeemed except by these people, then yatsa b'shnat yovel. So he'll go into Shibur. If they redeem him, then he has to wait until the shnat yovel. If it's anyone else, then he goes free immediately. Kumar says, Rabbi Yosef Galili, me the Ela Be'ele Ketiv? What do you mean, Rabbi Kiva? The pasuk doesn't say, Im lo yigael Ela Be'ele. It says, Be'ele. What type of limud is this? Hey, you can't work this. Ela Be'ele Ketiv Miflege. Rabbi Yosef Galili and Rabbi Kiva are really arguing about this pasuk. What's that? O dodo, ben dodo yigalenu, ze gulat krovim. That is the gulat krovim, relatives, that you know the relatives can redeem him. O sigiado, ze gulat atzma. That tells us that he can redeem himself. Vinigao, even though at the end it's o sigiado vinigao, right, really, that's not the pasuk, the pasuk, but now they're reading it. Right. O sigiado, comma, now they're reading vinigao as a separate entity, zu gulat achirim. So now you have three different people in the pasuk. You have relatives, himself, and others, right? So that's what it's in the pasuk. We also have a server, mikra nidrash lifanav, that a pasuk is darshaned from before it. Shadai gulat krovim ha-gulat atzmo. And you put the gulat atzmo, which is a sigi ado, on the gulat krovim, right, which went before him. So when he's golem himself, when he redeems himself, it's clear that he goes free, because who's he going to go into shibud for? So just like it's clear when osigi ado means that he himself goes free, then certainly ododo ben dodo, which is nidrash lifanav, also goes free. Free. Which is not true if Achayrim. When Achayrim come, then he will go to Shibud. And that's Rabbi Yosef Galili. Rabbi Kiva Sarva Migdash Acharav. Shai the Gulat Achayrim Agdulat Atzmo. Right, deal with what? Achayrim Nig'al, which is the last part of the pasuk, will go on Hisigi Ado, which is Gulat Atzmo. Ma Gulat Atzmo L'Shechur, Agdulat Achayrim L'Shechur. That will affect what's after in the pasuk. That means what's left is what's the Krovim in the beginning of the pasuk, which will go into Shibur, if he's redeemed by his Krovim. So Mar says, Yochi Be'ela Lomoli. According to the way you're learning now, what do I need in Lo Yigael Be'ela anymore, right? Right, on both of them, it's a problem. What do I need this for? So Ela Be'ela, had it not been Be'ela, have I mean a Mikra Nidrash Ben Lepanav Ben Lachalav, that everybody would go free. Ba'kola Shechror, and everybody goes free. Yochi, Mar says, Hadar Kushya L'Dukhte. If that's the case, we're back to the original question. Why? Because then, in Lo Yigael Be'ele, and you're saying that Be'ele comes to teach you about the pasuk above, then how's Rabbi Akiva going to read that pasuk? Rabbi Akiva, who does learn it, Midrash Nigra, Midrash L'Acharav, he's going to have to read it in Lo Yigael Ela Be'ele. He's going to have to, again, read it Ela Be'ele. And if he does that, you're back to your original question of, how do you learn the pasuk? It's that Ela, right? You can't use the pasuk with Ela. So, Kol HaShikra, Yachar Kodesh Ela, Ela B'Svara Kamifleke. They're arguing in a Svara, logical argument to them. But basically, this Svara Mistabra, Gulat Achirim L'Shibud, right? That makes sense to talk about when other people redeem him, that he goes into Shibud, the Yamar L'Shichwar, so he goes, read, have a Mimne Velo Percolate. Why would anybody put up money to redeem a guy? If they're going to take him out and kill him for this guy who sold himself down to a non-Jew? No, they won't do it unless they get some benefit from it. What's that benefit? Benefit is that he goes into Shibud for them. That makes more sense that relatives go to Shibud. Why? He goes free. He'll go and set himself in, and then the Kohen will be responsible to get him out every time, and they're not going to want to do it. So if he's a Shishuba to them, then at least they can, right? They first of all get some benefit, and number two is they'll prevent him from selling himself because now they own him. So I'm Rabbi Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Zu, Dibri Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Akiva. This is the position of Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Akiva. Aval Chachamim Amarim, Hakol V'Shechur. Everybody goes free, no matter who redeems him, he goes free. Man Chachamim, where the Chachamim in this pasuk, it's Rabbi he. Why? How do you know it's Rabbi? Because he met with Lehi Be'Ela, the Drash Achrina. Because he uses this word Ela for the Drash that we saw above, right? Umigdra, Nidrash, Ben Lefanav, Ben Lachav. And he holds the pasuk learned from before and after. So when it says his own redemption, it's going to apply to Odo Ben Dodo, so Krovim go free also, and to Vidigal by a favorite. So everybody goes free.
So you have the Svaris don't go there.
What?
And the Svaris.
No, he doesn't deal with Svaris at all. Right, he doesn't involve the Svaris. He learns, actually learns both. Right. Or you can say that he has, he holds the opposite Svaris of each of them, right? He takes the Tzad Kula by both of them. Rabbi, hi, be yatsabishna tovel, mayabile. Well, he learns the email, lo yigael be'ele, right? He says be'ele, he goes free, but not others. Then what does he do? Be yatsabishna tovel. What does be yatsabishna tovel? Oh, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Kiva teach you that teaches you shibud by certain aspects. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi doesn't have shibud, so what's be yatsabishna tovel? What says me, by the time you need for the Poshim Peshad of the Pasuk. Why? Be yatsabishna tovel. What does it mean? That tells you, is bo'obiko chavim, sheesh no tachad yadecha. But it's talking about a goy who's subject to Jewish law. Or maybe it's talking about a non-Jew who's not subject to Jewish law. Right? Amar, if he's not subject to Jewish law, then what do you mean? That's not the Ovel. How are you going to force him to let him go? So it comes to teach you what? That he's Yatzah B'Shnat Yovel. Rashi says what? He's not redeemed. He's not redeemed by the Yatzah B'Shnat Yovel. You can't cheat him out. You have to allow him to go and be in Shibun until the Yovel. Meaning that you have to uphold the din of either Yovel for this guy, even though he is subject to Jewish law. And he can be pressed to do something. And that's why over here that the Kamash Malon is that this Esther Pashuk teaches you that even though you could force him to let him go, we don't allow you to force him to let him go, right? Unless you pay him. Unless you pay him for the amount of money that's left at Shnat Yovel, or until you reach Shnat Yovel. And that's what the Shnat Yovel is teaching you, according to Rabbi, is what type of goy are we talking about when he sells himself to a goy who's subject to Jewish law. Even though he's subject to Jewish law, you have to treat him under Jewish law. You can't cheat him out of his evet. All right, so we'll stop over here.